All right, it's now 10 minutes to 12. Anybody got anything else you'd like to bring up?
1 minute.
1 minute. Dean, select us a song, lead us in a song as soon as he gets through.
Imposition, I'm sure, taking this extra minute, but you're going to hear what we heard 2 years ago. Everybody's leaving Brown Trail. And it reminds me of a counseling session some time ago with a group of young people. Two girls, one was 14, one 13, but advised me she was almost 14, and they were pregnant, and there were some, the others were drug users. And I learned from the two girls that every girl, is promiscuous, and most were using drugs. And I learned from the other young people there that all young people use drugs. They're all doing it. They all do it. You wonder why I do it? We all do it. And that isn't true, and you know it. Many, many of our daughters are very moral and virtuous, would say no to anything in immorality, and so would many of our young men. So everybody isn't leaving Brown Trail, but you're going to hear that. And so far as the eldership, we do know when they make a mistake, and it is in focus, and it is discussed, and how it is discussed, I think, has been made more evident tonight. But there hasn't been much said tonight about the nights that an elder doesn't undress for bed and isn't with his family through the night, or the tears that are shed, the sleep that is lost, and the condition of his mind, the concern for everyone, and then knowing some of the very important problems. We haven't discussed all the important problems. I'm going to mention one or two or three. A man came to me one time with three pages. And I looked, it was three pages of numbers. He said, you know, there's been a lot of talk here. Everybody's saying we always sing the same songs. He said, I've kept a record here for 90 days. We rarely sing the same song. Another came to me and said, you know, something has to be done about the Lord's Supper. You know that serving the bread is quick enough, but serving the wine takes 2 minutes and 24 seconds. I said, how do you know? Stopwatch had it in his hand. He said, I've watched you guys 4 weeks. And then there's an occasional ultimatum. One more sermon like that, we're gone. And one family that very faithful in the church came to several. I know there will be more than once to me, at least twice. The second time he said, we're out of here. Said, if you go to 1201 and you don't have us out of the building at 1201, we're gone. That is warning enough. And so the things that have been discussed tonight, very serious, and that we're all concerned about, certainly, but also there are many, many picky things that send us talking and send us questioning and keep us from the direction that we must have. I was hoping that when OB opened his book tonight, he'd read John 17. By the way, David, I like your brochure. I read it a number of times. I like John. I don't have such a problem. Bob has had a terrible job tonight. Didn't do a great job, Bob.
I know.
Not too good.
I know.
But I'm with you, boy, and I've been there. So when they tell you everybody's leaving Brown Trail, come back and look at the parking lot. Park with us. because everybody's not going to be leaving Brown Trail. We got to work it out. Know what the problems are, know where they are, know what to do, really. And it is our job to do it.